All right. Okay. Mimdalad amadalaf havilafanov miliach tchila upas imay. If you bring something very salty, like salted fish, and they want to go ahead, and the person wants to eat it, and he eats bread with it, just to help the salty fish go down. Mevarach el hamaliach, you're able to make a bracha on the salted fish. You say shahakol upoiter sapas, and you do not have to make a bracha on the bread because shahapas tefelaloi, because the bread becomes secondary to what you want to eat, and you do not make a bracha on secondary things. This is takel halacha. If you can find something that is bread, is you're literally only getting the bread down to wash down the salty fish, then you do not have to make a bracha on it. Zeh haklal, kolshu hu ikra, anything that is the main part of the meal, that you might fail it, and with it, you're having a secondary part just to enhance the main. Mevarach al ha'ikr upoiter es ha'tfeila, you make a bracha on the ikr, and you pat the tfeila. Classic example of this is cereal and milk. The Gemara says, umi ikra miti tahavi meliach ikr upas tfeila. Is there anything that you're eating the bread just because it's secondary to the salted thing? That's the only reason you're eating the bread. Amar of Acha, bread of Yavira, Amar of Ashi, ba'oichli peres ginoisar. It's talking about where you're eating the fruits of the, Rashi says these are, ginoisar is the from the area around the Kinneret. And those fruits are even more chashav than pas, or even more chashav than bread. And therefore, people would eat them, when people would eat them, it would be specifically for the fruits and not for the bread. So I don't think they were salty, but it's another example of a food that is more chashiv than bread. Amar Abba Bar Chana, ki havi azlina basrei de Rabbi Yochanan, when I would go after Rabbi Yochanan, lemechal peres ginoiser, to eat the peres ginoiser, ki havinir be mea, when we were 100 people, man ketinan le lekol chad v'chad asara asara. He would give each of us 10, however you measured them out, baskets or whatever. When we were 10, each of us would get 100. And and each 100 of them have a machzik lehut tzina bar talasa savi. Each of them would hold a basket that was 3 sa'a big. And we would eat it, umishtaba, and we would swear the loitaim ziyuna, that we didn't taste anything that is food. Gemara says, you didn't taste food. We didn't taste anything that filled us up. We were still hungry after eating that much. Rabbi Avoh used to eat it. Ad to have a sorik le dudva me apusya. Rabbi Avoh would eat it, and his body would heat up or whatever, and he would sweat so much that his face would glisten with sweat, that a fly would slip if it landed on his forehead. Okay. I don't know if it's like, it's not sweat, it was more like a sheen of like oil would come out of his face. His body would become so oily. Not like necessarily sweat, but his body would become so oily from the amount of this fruit that he ate. He used to eat so much that the oil used to like come out of all his pores.
I don't understand. We're saying over here that this fruit was so choshev.
Right.
And yet it wasn't filling you up.
Right.
Oh, it's so delicious. The bottom it says it's so delicious that you can never have too much delicious food.
Right.
You just keep on eating more and more and more.
It's a chiddush that they would eat it, but okay. Rav Ami and Rav Asi have achli ad denitor mazayahu. They, Rav Ami and Rav Asi, used to eat it until their hair fell out. You have to know exactly what this gemara means. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish have achal ad demored. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish ate it until he went crazy. Rabbi Yechanan informed the Bein Nasiya, and Rabbi Yehuda, who was he informed the government. He called the police. And Rabbi Yehuda the government sent a squad car to go ahead and bring him home. A mice lila beisei. They brought him home. When Rav Dimi came down from Eretz Yisrael, he said that Yanai HaMelech had one city in Har HaMelech, that they would bring out 600,000 baskets of cut up fish just for the one profession of those who used to cut Te'enim. May Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, on every Erev Shabbos. Meaning, there were so many people in that city that even the amount of people that had to cut figs were needed that much food. There was one tree over there. They would take down from this tree 40 saw, a measurement of pigeons or birds. Mishalish brechas b'chadish, 3 times a month. That's how much birds this one tree would produce. Ki also Rav Yitzchak Amar Ir Achas Hayisa Be'eretz Yisrael. The Gufnis Shema, there was a city in Eretz Yisrael. Its name was Gufnis. Shahayu ba Shemaynim Zugais Achim Kahanim. It was so large that the following statistic happened 80 times, where 80 brothers, the Shemaynim Zugais Achias, married. Yeah, I'm reading wrong. Shemaynim Zugais Achim Kahanim. I skipped the line. And assume the Shemaynim Zugais Achias Kahanois, where 80 brother Kahanim married 80 sister Kahanois. So it's an interesting statistic. I know some people where you have a brother married a where two brothers married two sisters. In fact, there's a couple in LA where they're up to 4, I believe. 4 brothers married 4 sisters, and now there's another brother and sister on the market, and people are reading it like as if it's their idea. Ubadku Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan checked Misurav Adna Hardoy Valoy Ashkhu Bar Mibante, and they didn't find anybody anybody with this statistic except for the daughters of Rav Chisda. So the daughters of Rav Chisda indeed married 2 brothers, Rami Bar Chama and Mar Ukva Bar Chama, and but it didn't match up because they were not all 4 kahanim. The girls were kahane, they were bas kohens. In who the boys loy have kahane, were not kahanim. Amarav kol suda shein by melech, any suda that does not have any salt ain't a suda. So again, whenever learning these gemaras, you really have to know what to do with them. Especially the earlier Gemaras with the Peres Kinoisar and what exactly it means. There are the Gemaras that say that the person shouldn't run after sweet foods. And before sweet foods go into your mouth, before asking for Torah to go in, you should make sure that sweet foods don't go in. So, Yesh La'ayin exactly what these Gemaras mean, and additionally, these other Gemaras with Yanai HaMelech and Har HaMelech and things like that, you have to know exactly what they mean also. But getting back to food Gemaras, Amar Rav.
Isn't this case where Shimon ben Lakish is an uncle or Shem?
Yeah, it's exactly what I was asking. Like, you have to know exactly what to do with these Gemaras. But he went crazy. Why is it a Chilul Hashem?
Well, they brought troops and all that.
Right.
Like a big thing.
Well, what do you want him to do?
Well, he should have eaten it.
Well, he didn't know that it was going to happen. I doubt he's like, okay, one more, and I can't wait to make this huge Gishmak Chilul Hashem and have the cops come. It's he
like
probably wasn't going to do that.
Right. Probably knew about that.
Well, nobody drinks and thinks that they're going to be...
No, but he should.
Sorry, this is a... I think it's also interesting, the fact that he ate it, but... Yeah. All right. Amarav kol sudas she'ein ba... It could be pshat is that it's a warning, maybe, that if you have something that there's no stopping, there's no end to it. And generally, when you eat, you know, potato kugel, so after a while, you feel full. But over here, if there's no feeling full, then maybe it's a warning to not to do things that you can never have an end to.
An alcoholic never knows what one more drink is.
Right. All right, I don't know. Maybe. Amar Rav kol suda she'ein ba melech, any suda does not have salt in it, ain't a suda, is not a salt, a suda. Amar Rav Chibar Abba Amar Be'echina kol suda she'ein ba sarif. Any suda that does not have this sarif, Rashi says it is a dish that is like a soup, and like a soupy dish is not considered a suda either. Okay, salt we have nowadays. I'm not sure we have srifs, but okay. Ochal anovim v'te'enim v'rimoinim. If a person eats grapes, figs, and pomegranates, mevarach achareim sholish brachos, you have to bench afterwards. Divrei Rabban Gamliel. V'chacham amrim, no, bracha achas, you only have to say one bracha, which is ala michya, in this case ala peris. Rabbi Kiva amar afilu ochal selek, even if a person eats cooked vegetables, v'hu mezoinei, and he is filled with it, mevarach alav gimel brachos, he must bench. Hashay samayim litzam, if a person drinks water because he is thirsty, to the exclusion of just drinking water because there's something stuck in his throat, or he has got to get a pill down. Mevarach shahakol niyabazvar, he should say shahakol. And indeed, if you drink water but just to get something down, you do not say shahakol. Rabbi Tarfon, I'm a burn of fashas rabbis, but Rabbi Tarfon says, actually, you make a burn of fashas. My time with Rabban Gamliel. What is the reason of Rabban Gamliel who says that you bench on the Shiva Saminim? The Chsev Eretz Chitu Usoira. It states in the pasuk Eretz Chitu Usoira, and it says right afterwards the Chsev Eretz Ashelu B'Maskinus Teichah Ba'Lechem, and right after that the Chsev Achalta V'Savato Be'Rachta Hashem Alekecha. It says you shall eat, get full, and make a bracha, and bench, and so we see that Berachas HaMazon is D'Oraisa, but two psukim prior to that, it talks about the Shiva Saminim. And therefore, we see that the bracha of getting full is going on all types of the Shiva Saminim. If a person fills up on pomegranates and grapes, then he has got to say a bench. He's got a bench. What did the Rabbanim respond? Rabbanim, we don't pass like that. Why not? Because the middle pasuk also said the word Eretz, and the middle pasuk sort of made a split between the Shiva Saminim list and the Birkas HaMazon. Eretz Hifsik Ho'inin. The second Eretz was Mafsik, made a Hefsik between the two Psukim. And therefore, the Pasuk of benching does not go all the way back on the list of Shiva Saminim. Rabbi Gamliel Nami, Eretz Hifsik Ho'inin. What did Rabbi Gamliel do with that? The Gemara says, no, that it is indeed coming to make a hefsek, but it's not coming to disqualify all Shiva Saminim entirely. It is merely coming to limit the application to the Shiva Saminim. It's limiting the application, that if a person goes ahead and takes wheat seeds and eats them whole, then he's not going to make a bracha on that. The koisis, like we said, is the word that means eating, but it means eating something that's not meant to be eaten. So, for example, if you eat a chair, you would call that koisis the chair. So, it's koisis achita. Somebody goes ahead and eats the wheat seeds. Hakoisis is achita. He eats it in a non-normal manner. So, that's what a koisis is. So, if you eat the wheat in a not-normal manner, you eat it in seed form, you will not bench on that. That's what it's coming to limit. Amar of Yaakov Bar Idi, Amar of Chanina, Kol Shehu Michamisha Saminim, anything that is from the five species of grain, which really are just five different species of wheat and barley, B'tchila, and it's not bread, B'tchila Mevarech Alav Barim Minim Ezenes, first you will say Barim Minim Ezenes, and afterwards, L'Basayif, Bracha Achaz Me'in Shalosh, you will say Al HaMechya. And Amar Rabba Bar Mori, Amar Rabbi Shubba Levi, Kol Shehu Mishiva Saminim, B'tchila Mevarech Barim Priha Eitz, first you will say Barim Priha Eitz, L'Basayif, Bracha Achaz Me'in Shalosh, and afterwards you will say a al hamichya, and we get a couple free lines over here. Amalei abayel Rav Dimi Mainihu. What is the bracha achas mein shalosh? Amalei aperi de eitz v'al aperi de eitz on the fruit of a tree. You say the following thing: al eitz v'al priya eitz v'al tinuvas asode v'al eretz chemda on the chemda toiva. It's a good line. Verchava wide line. Shein chadal avesena that you gave to our fathers. Leechol nipiriya to eat from its fruits. V'lizboya metuva and to be full, to be satisfied from its goodness. Rachem Hashem elakeinu al yisrael amecha v'al yerushalayim irecha v'al mikdashecha v'al mizbechecha uvesivne yerushalayim ir kodshecha b'mehir.
Period. It's a little different than
slightly. Yeah, the nusach is a drop off from what we have, but more or less the same. The chamishas haminim. For the chamishas haminim, what do you say? You say it on al hamichya al kakol va tenuvas hasode, etc. The chaysim al haaretz va al hamichya. Michtam memay chasim ki asar of dimi. How do you sign it off? So the goyin takes out that takes the next couple of lines out. But Rav Dimi Amar Rav Chasim Barish Chaydish Baruch Mekadesh Chasim Barish Chaydish Baruch Mekadesh Yisrael V'Roshei Chadashim. On Rosh Chaydish we finish off Baruch Mekadesh Yisrael and Rosh Chaydish. And there's a whole thing in the Gemara to explain why you're allowed to sign off a bracha like that. Because you're not allowed to sign off a bracha except with one thought. Every bracha is Mogein Avraham, and you're only allowed to sign off a bracha on one thought. So why by Mekadesh Yisrael V'Roshei Chadashim, the Gemara discusses why is that considered one thought? So over here, so the Gemara explains it, and Hachamai, what about over here? Is it one thought or two thoughts? So Rav Chista Amar, no, Al Haaretz V'Al Peiriseha, and Rabbi Yochanan Amar Al Haaretz V'Al Peiris. You do, it is considered one thought. You do say two things. It sounds like two thoughts, but it's really one thought. Amar, the Gemara doesn't explain why, but it's considered one. Amar of Amram, V'loy Pligi, this that they have a machlikas, al peiris seho, and ours, v'al peiris, it's not a machlikas. It depends where the fruits come from. Halon, v'halahu. This is for us, and this is for them in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara at first understands that al ha'aretz v'al ha'peiris, so in other words, Rav Yochanan is from Eretz Yisrael, and he said al ha'aretz v'al ha'peiris, and Rav Chista was from Bavel, and he said al ha'aretz v'al peiris seho. So the Gemara understood that Rav Chisda was saying a bracha for those who are in Eretz Yisrael, and for those in Chutz Laaretz, and Rabbi Yochanan was saying a bracha for those in Eretz Yisrael. So it's very interesting because Al Pei Roi Seha is mashma on its fruits. Mashma, you're having the fruit right now. So the Gemara says, Maskev la Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, Inhu Achli, they're eating their fruits, v'anan mevarchin, and we're making a bracha for them? El Epech. Rav Chisda is the one who said Al Aretz v'Al Pei Roi, and Rabbi Yochanan Amar Al Aretz v'Al Pei Roi Seha. Okay. Amar Rav Yitzchok bar Rav Dimi Mishum Rabbeinu Al Habai Al Habeya on eggs, v'Alminei Kufra and all types of meat. Betchilu Mevarach Shahakel. First you say Shahakel. Ulo V'Saif Bar Nefashis Rabbis. Aval Yarka, but on vegetables, loy, you do not make a bracha afterwards. Rav Yitzchok Amar No. Afil Yarka, you should say Bar Nefashis. But Maya with water, not of a Maya loy. Rav Papa Amar No. Afil Maya, even on water, you have to say a Bar Nefashis Rabbis. Mar Zutra Avid Krav Yitzchak Barav Dimi. Mar Zutra used to pass like Krav Yitzchak Barav Dimi that you only say a bracha on big stuff like eggs and fish and meat and things like that. Rav Shimi Bar Ashi Avid Krav Yitzchak, he did like Krav Yitzchak. And the way to remember who did what was the way to remember that Chad, the one who has one person in his name, that is Rav Papa, he used to do like Ketrei. He used to do like the Manda Amar who had two names in his name, Rav Yitzchak Barav Dimi. And Vetrei, the one who had two things in his name, who is Rav Shimi Bar Ashi, he did Kichad, he did like Rav Yitzchak.
What's the reason for the people who held that you do not say a bracha
achrona? It's not chashuv enough to require a bracha. So meat is chashuv enough. You have a nice steak, a chalitz, it's chashuv enough. But to go ahead and have a couple of vegetables, it's not chashuv enough. Amar Rav Ashi, Ana Zimna, one time, Ana Zimna Dechimad Karina Avdinan, Kukulu. Times when I remember, I do like all of them. Meaning, I even say a bracha on water, and I say Bar Nefashis. It's mashma because he says when I remember. If I remember, I say Bar Nefashis. I like to do that. Tanan, Kol Shetorin Bracha LaAcharav, Torin Bracha LaFanov. We have a Mishnah which states anything that requires a bracha afterwards requires a bracha beforehand. However, there are things that require a bracha beforehand and do not require a bracha afterwards. V'yei Shetorin Bracha LaFanov, V'yei Torin Bracha LaAcharav. So now, Bishlam Adar V'yitzchak Barav Dima Kortar V'yitzchak, who says that you only say it on really chashav things like eggs and meat and things like that. So that Afuka Yarka, that's coming to exclude other things. There's brachas that you make before and you say Hadamah, but you don't say Bar Nefashis afterwards. And Rabbi Yitzchak, who said that even on vegetables you need a bracha achrona, but not on water. Water is not chashav enough. So what this brisa means is to the exclusion of water. You don't say bracha afterwards. Lafu kemaya. El Rapapa, but according to Rapapa that says on every single thing you eat, you must make a bracha achrona. Lafu kemaya. Which thing requires a bracha beforehand, but doesn't require a bracha afterwards? I'm just thinking out loud that maybe you could have said it's something that doesn't have the proper shear. If I eat a piece of chocolate, I have to make a bracha beforehand, but I don't make a post bracha. I would say that no, because it means the item. Chocolate does need, you're right, if I eat the minimal size of a shear, I don't need it. But chocolate itself does need a bracha achrein, according to Rav Papa. So according to Rav Papa, this brisa doesn't have an explanation, says the Gemara. When do you ever have a situation where you're making a bracha beforehand and you're not making a bracha afterwards? The Gemara answers, la'afuke, what? No, but you still need to make a bracha. What? There was that opinion, but the pshat in over there was because a muzzin covered it. It has a bracha; it doesn't need a special bracha. The Gemara says la'afuke mitzvahs. This is to the exclusion of mitzvahs. Mitzvah, you make a bracha on your tefillin. You don't make a bracha when you take it off. The Gemara says, well, actually, after they take off their tefillin, they do make a bracha. They used to take it off right before night, and therefore, they used to make a bracha when they took off their tefillin. And at this point, I think we could have said it's the exclusion of sukkah, or lulav, or shayfer, or something like that. But the Gemara says, la'afuke rechne, to the exclusion of making a bracha on smells. You say, bari mine besamim, and you don't have to make a bracha when you finish smelling. Amar v'yanei, amar rav, kol shehu kebeya, beya toiva hemimenu. Anything, any food that is the size of an egg, it's better to eat an egg. In other words, an egg for its size is the best thing. Like you say, it's its weight in gold. You should really say it's its weight in eggs. So anything that is the size of an egg is better. Obviously, if you have this huge meal with tons of, you know, vitamins and things like that, that would be better than an egg. But for its size, the egg is the best thing you can eat. Ki asa Rav and Amar, tava be'asa migulgalta, mishita kaisi sulta. Tava, it is better, or good, be'asa is an egg. By the way, the reason, this is where people sometimes say, instead of saying beitza, they say be'a, and they're referring to eggs. Because it's the Aramaic word, the Aramaic way to say it, be'a. The reason why we're specifically makbid, whatever the Magen Avraham says a person should be makbid to say be'a and not beitza, is because the word beitza has, because it started to be used to refer to a testicle, so therefore they say be'a. But that's it's the Aramaic word of be'a. Be'asa, so tava be'asa migugalta, a egg that is roasted. So Rashi says that it is slightly roasted. It's still liquid and it's soft. So a soft boiled egg is mishita, is better than mishita kaisi, from 60 measures of sulta, of flour. Okay, it's better to eat one egg than 60 measures of flour. That's how healthy they are. Kiyaz Rav Dimi Amar Tava Be'asa Migogalta Mishita Matvisa. That Rav Dimi said that a soft boiled egg is better than 60 matvisas, which is Rashi's. I'm sorry. The comma goes for it. Tava Be'asa Migogalta Mishita, comma. It's better. An egg is better than. Did I say 60? It's probably six. Six. From six cases of flour. Matvisa, if it's hard boiled, that's only better than four. Me arba. And mevushalta, if it is cooked in water. So the first, I guess, was just roasted. Like we said, it was soft roasted, hard roasted, and cooked in water. Then, and on that one, we say, kol shuka be'a be'a te vehemenu. On that one, we say that if it has been anything that is the size of an egg is better than it. So it's better to have it hard, it's better to have it roasted to a soft-boiled level. That would be the best. Then comes roasted to a hard-boiled level. Then we have cooked, like actually boiled. And on the cooked one, the boiled one, then we say it is only equal or slightly better than everything else. Lebar mi bisra, except for meat. There you go. Rabbi Kiva Amar Achal Shelek, if a person eats vegetables, so the Gemara says that if you eat vegetables until you're full, you have to make a bracha. You have to bench. Is there any vegetable that will fill you up? Amar Rav Ashi Bekelach Shel Kruv Shanu. We're talking about the stalk of the cabbage plant. And that apparently fills one up. Tanabon and tchol, the spleen of an animal, is yofel lishinayim, is good for your teeth. Because you live in a mammon, it's bad for your stomach. Creation, which is leeks. Leeks, kushin lishinayim, are bad for the teeth. The yofel lishinayim are good for the stomach. Kol yerek chai, any vegetable that is raw, moirik, will cause a person's face to go green. V'chol katan, anything that's really small, makdin, will cause the person to get small. So if you eat something that is not, it's full, doesn't mean it's small, a grape is smaller than a person, but it means it's small for a grape, a midget grape, so will cause a person, will cause a ketanas in the person. B'chol nefesh, anything that is part of the nefesh, Rashi explains, if it means a full object, if you eat a full item, so the only thing that you'd be able to do this to is grasshoppers or small fish. You have a whole sardine go down at once. What? No, it sounds like a nefesh. It sounds dafka davar chai. So, what? But dead, yes. Right, otherwise you'd have baltashaksu. B'chol nefesh is meshiv es nefesh, will restore one's soul, one's life. Doesn't mean it'll bring it back to nefesh, it'll give him a chizuk. Sorry, v'chol karev l'nefesh, meishev es nefesh. And anything that is karev to the nefesh, this means that if a person takes from the place on the body where the shechita happened, then that is meishev es nefesh. It restores the soul. Kara kruv is lamazin. This cabbage is for satiation. V'turadin is le refua. Turadin is another word for beets. What do they say?
Mm-hmm.
Beets. The refua. Oyloi lebayis shehalefes oyveres b'teche. And woe to the house that has turnips passing through it. All right. What time do we have?
10 after.
Yeah. All right. So we'll have to stop over here. Have a great day. With Jim tomorrow, we'll be able to catch up.